Welcome to the HR Room Podcast, the podcast series from Insight HR, where we talk to business leaders from around Ireland and share their advice on how to create the HR systems and workplace culture that's right for your business. For show notes and bonus content, simply visit www.insighthr.ie/podcast. And remember, if you need any HR support, get in touch with us at Insight HR. Whether it's conducting a complex workplace investigation, filling a gap by providing you with a virtual or on-site HR resource, or providing advice via our HR support line, we'll help you resolve whatever human resources challenge your business is facing. Okay, let's get started.
On today's episode of the HR Room Podcast, we're going to be offering some cautionary advice for when it comes to the recruitment process and more specifically the final stages. And that advice is to always think twice before withdrawing a job offer. I'm joined once again by Liam Barton and Mary Cullen. Hi, guys.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Liam, a few years back, I received a verbal job offer from a hiring manager, which was never followed up on with a written offer. So I kind of know from experience that this is not a nice feeling for a candidate, and especially if there's no communication as to why it doesn't follow through. But from your perspective, Liam, why do you think a HR department might withdraw a job offer?
Well, firstly, can I say, Sarah, their loss, Insight HR's gain, is the first thing to say. Why would an employer withdraw a job offer? There's a number of reasons. Typically, in my experience, it's usually around something to do with either an unsatisfactory reference, or it can be to do with changes that happen within the business or within the company. So very often, budgets get signed off and budgets get agreed and roles get actioned. And then sometimes there can be a change in decisions made at a much higher level. And so roles which were anticipated within various departments don't proceed as normal. So sometimes the hiring manager will be blissfully hiring and issuing employment contracts and conducting reference checks. And at a much higher level or a much more senior level, a decision is taken to, you know, freeze recruitment or not go ahead with intended roles. Certainly, I think many HR professionals have been in the position where they've put in place a job offer subject to satisfactory reference checks, and lo and behold, have received a very unsatisfactory reference check, or possibly they verbally sought a reference and there's that 5 or 10 seconds of silence when they ring the HR department, and there's almost a deep intake of breath. So in those scenarios, typically the employer or the hiring manager has a difficult situation to deal with. Do they proceed on the basis of, look, we haven't got an ideal reference, we've gone through the interview process and the employment process, and there's a probationary period, or do they decide unilaterally to withdraw the job offer? And probably in my experience, Sarah, most hiring managers tend to withdraw the job offer because they don't want to take that risk that if the employee has not worked satisfactorily within another organization, that they're going to make a miraculous recovery and work well within the new organization. So typically they are some of the reasons for a withdrawal of job offer.
I think that the communication is actually so important.
Absolutely.
Here, isn't it? I mean, even from a candidate perspective of just like having feedback to know why it happened. And if it is an unsatisfactory reference, what they can... Yeah, at least it's good to kind of know.
It's common courtesy, isn't it? And I do think that's something around the recruitment process in general, Sarah, that drives applicants mad in terms of going for a particular position. You know, many organizations aren't good at giving, you know, reasonable feedback. You scored well in these particular areas of the interview. You didn't score as well. I think there's often a fear or a reluctance to give feedback. And I think genuinely most candidates are typically looking for feedback. Look, can you tell me how I could conduct a better selection interview? Or can you tell me what went wrong? Because if I'm going around with Mary Cullen and Liam Barton as referees and they're telling the world that this, oh my God, is the worst employee in the world, then you know, I'd like to know that because it will help me in my job hunting process.
One of my previous bosses actually made that a thing. So like if she did a really good interview with somebody and but they didn't end up getting the role, she would actually sit down on a phone call with them and actually go through the feedback from the interview herself personally. And that's just a really nice kind of touch as well. And it leaves the candidates feeling a little bit more valued than just not having any communication at all.
Absolutely. And more warmly disposed, I think, yeah, towards the host company, exactly, that they actually took, yeah, the time to make that time and give that feedback.
Yeah. Mary, can an employer actually withdraw an offer of employment before a candidate has accepted it?
Yes, technically they can before a candidate has accepted it. There is a difference between what happens before a candidate verbally agrees to a job offer and after they have accepted it. So I would say yes, they can.
And does that apply to verbal acceptance as well? I'm kind of interested to know now, actually, from my own point of view.
Yeah,
if it's a verbal offer.
Yeah. So once the candidate accepts the offer, either verbally or in writing, then the employer needs to be cautious about what happens next. But if you have made a verbal job offer or a conditional job offer, and before the candidate has actually had the opportunity to say yes or no, or yes in these particular circumstances, you can withdraw that offer. It's after the problem arises after they have accepted it, either verbally or in writing.
Okay, that's interesting. Liam, employers often think that they can withdraw an employment offer if the candidate has not started working yet. Is that true?
No, I don't believe that's actually true, because I think in many cases, an employer will put in place an offer, and you're into a delicate situation there where an employee on foot of an offer from a particular organization may have resigned their position. So I think I would agree with Mary. I think you really need to be careful. Ideally, any withdrawal of offer would be rare. It would be predicated on very, very good reason. I think you need to also be careful that you may get into breach of contract issues if an employee would appear to have been induced to leave their former employment to take up employment with another organization. Then I think the organization doing the hiring could face a potential breach of contract claim on the basis that they were inducing this person to leave their existing employment. So it's really an area where employers would want to be very, very careful and avoid, where possible, any withdrawal of offer. And that's delicate, because very often you're trying to get the correct candidate and the right cultural fit for your organization. And in many cases, in various industries, those type of candidates are very hard to find. Mm-hmm. But still, I do think you have to be very, very careful, particularly around notice periods, etc., because you may end up with a breach of contract claim based on the withdrawal of offer.
Yeah, I mean, what would happen, for instance, if an employee had maybe a two month or a 3 month notice period, but that wasn't communicated beforehand? So then they get this job offer, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, I actually have a 2 or 3 month notice period. I think those long notice periods are actually quite common in Europe, maybe not so much in Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, this is particularly problematic. I suppose typically what happens is that the employee coming for, or the candidate coming for the interview is upfront and says, by the way, if you want me to come on board, I have a 3-month notice period. Like everything in life, Sarah, the candidate coming for interview is trying to sell themselves. So they want to make themselves look as advantageous as possible to the hiring company. So that may slip their memory when they're doing their interview. So in that case, it's really around a couple of things. In my experience, once the person goes, if the person accepts the offer and goes to their existing employer and says, well, look, you know, particularly if they're going to a competitor, typically their current employer doesn't want them hanging around if they know in a month's time or whatever period of time they're going to join a direct competitor. Yes. So typically they will agree something between them, because from a point of intellectual capital and being involved in client and having access to sensitive information, I think the existing employer probably doesn't want that person hanging around. Now, you're into, I suppose, a very important area in terms of how does the existing employer, if they wanted to go down that road, enforce the notice period? And then I think you're into possibly going to the High Court or, you know, solicitor's letters. And that's a legal wrangle and a legal process which many employers will find very, very off-putting. Mm. So they will probably agree with the person departing, here's an arrangement we can come to in terms of possibly you leaving at an earlier date and doing a professional handover. But again, the hiring company would want to be aware of factoring into their time frame the longer notice period. Typically, in my experience, organizations can typically come to an arrangement with regard to that. So it's not off-putting for either party.
So let's say then that kind of worse comes to worse, I suppose, or for whatever reason, an employer might need to withdraw a job offer, whether it's financial reasons or the company runs into trouble or references didn't check out. Mary, are there ways that an employer can protect themselves when they do need to withdraw the job offer?
Yeah, I mean, I think as well, it's important that we differentiate between, you know, a junior appointment and a more senior appointment, because obviously when it comes to a more senior appointment, people may already have given their notice and therefore have substantial losses associated with having given their notice and then being without a job. So from an employer point of view, paying the notice period as a remedy for withdrawing the job offer is often something that can be done. I would say, really, you can't blame a candidate for not letting you know that it's going to be 3 months before they're going to be available to take up a job offer. I think in real terms, if the process, the selection process, the interviewing process is conducted properly, and that you're exploring properly with people their notice periods, and it's always a question I ask, you know, what's your notice period? Now people get that wrong sometimes, and it's not badness on their part. Sometimes they simply haven't checked their contract of employment and they signed something many years ago and don't know that there's a 3-month clause
after a certain amount of time or something.
You know, and that tends to be about the height of it in Ireland. There doesn't tend to be more than a 3-month clause normally. But on occasion you will see longer notice periods. But in real terms, it's about establishing very clearly what the notice periods are and being confident that you've followed a rigorous process and that you really do have the right person for the job who's leaving their existing job for the right reasons, and that any offer that you're making, that you're always saying it's provisional upon a suitable reference, your ability to work in Ireland, your qualifications, whatever is required, you having a full clean driving license, whatever the requirements of the role are, if you're clearly specifying and making your offer conditional upon those things, and if someone then isn't able to fulfill the requirements of the role or of the offer, then an employer would more reasonably be able to pull back and withdraw the job offer. But I agree wholeheartedly with Liam. It is an absolutely dreadful situation for an employee or a candidate to find themselves in, to be in between their current employer, who they have just told they no longer want to be with anymore, and a new employer who has just told them that there's no job for them to go to. And from a human point of view, you really don't want to be part of that if you can avoid it. So my advice always is take care during the selection process, and be very, very careful before you withdraw a job offer.
Great, Mary. Thanks, Liam and Mary, for another great chat. I'm looking forward to catching up with you both on the next episode.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for joining us today on the HR Room podcast, the podcast series from Insight HR that helps you create the human resources systems and workplace culture that's right for your business. For show notes and bonus content, go to www.insighthr.ie/podcast. That's www.insighthr.ie/podcast. We'd love it if you subscribe, like, and share the show with any friends and colleagues who are looking for fresh ideas on how to create the ideal workplace for their business. And remember, if you need any HR support, get in touch with us at Insight HR. Whether it's conducting a complex workplace investigation, filling a gap by providing you with a virtual or an on-site HR resource, or providing advice via our HR support line, we'll help you resolve whatever human resources challenge your business is facing. Thanks, and see you soon.